Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of my favorite kinds of tension tools for jungle and old school DNB, a pulling subsign riser in Ableton Live 12. And this is not your usual noisy white noise sweep. We're doing something more musical, more underground, and honestly way more effective when you want that classic breakbeat pressure. The idea is to take a clean sign, make it rise, and then use groove, timing, filter motion, and a bit of harmonic grit to make it feel like the sound is being dragged forward by the drums. That little pulled into the drop feeling is the whole point. In jungle and darker drum and bass, tension is often more about motion than brightness. So instead of filling the top end with noise, we're going to build low-end anticipation that sits under the break, breathes with the rhythm, and still leaves space for the snare roll, the chops, and the atmosphere. First, create the source tone. Use operator or waveatable and set up a plain mono sine wave. Keep it simple, no fancy movement yet, no width, no effects, just a clean sub. Start somewhere around 36 to 48 Hz depending on the key of the track, and make sure it's tuned musically. If your tune is in F minor, G minor, or another common DNB key, try to land the root or fifth of the phrase so the riser feels like part of the record, not just an effect sitting on top. At this stage, boring is good. Seriously. We want a clean starting point so every bit of movement we add later actually matters. Now write the MIDI note as a phrase, not just a sweep. A 2-bar note can work, but for old school jungle and rollers, 4 bars is often the sweet spot because it gives the break enough room to evolve around it. You can do a single held note if you want a smooth magnetic pull, or you can use short retriggers for a chopped, more rhythmic feel. Here's a good advanced approach. Place a long note, then add small retriggers every half bar or quarter bar. Vary the note lengths a little so it doesn't sound robotic. This matters because jungle energy comes from rhythmic implication. If the sub is pulsing in the pocket, it creates forward motion without stealing space from the drums. Now for the main trick, the groove pull. Grab a groove from a breakbeat, a swingy drum loop, or anything with a proper jungle feel and drop it into Ableton's groove pull. Apply that groove to your subsign clip. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to make the bass sound drunk. We just want it to lean into the same pocket as the break. As a starting point, try timing around 55 to 75%, with very little random. If you're using MIDI retriggers, velocity can matter too, but the big thing here is timing. Even a few milliseconds of late or early placement can change the emotional feel a lot. Think of the groove as a timing gesture, not a total swing makeover. A useful trick is to duplicate the clip and try different groove depths on each version. Sometimes 60% sounds too stiff in one section and perfect in another. Always audition it against the actual drums, not in solo for too long. Next, we make the pitch rise. Automate the synth pitch upward over the phrase, maybe 3 to 12 semitones depending on how dramatic you want it. Don't go crazy too soon, or you'll lose the sub weight before the build even gets going. A subtle pre-rise dip of 1 or 2 semitones can make the final climb feel even more urgent. If you want a little extra unease, add gentle vibrato with LFO or automation. Keep it tiny, we're talking very small depth, maybe the 10th to 4/10 of a semitone, and only let it become more obvious near the top of the rise. That late stage instability is a very nice jungle move. It sounds like the sound is getting yanked into place right before the drop. Now we need harmonics, because a pure sine can get buried once the breaks, pads, and bass layers show up. Put saturator after the synth. Add just enough drive to thicken it up, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip can help if needed, but keep an eye on the output and headroom. We want density, not fuzz for the sake of fuzz. Then add auto filter after that. Start with a low pass or band pass, and automate the cutoff so it opens over the phrase. If you want a sharper edge, add a little resonance, but be careful. Too much resonance, and this goes from classy old-school tension to cheap whistle very fast. This is where the pull really starts to happen. The sign begins clean and low, then slowly reveals more harmonic content as the filter opens. That gives the listener a sense of forward movement without ever needing a bright noise sweep. Now let's make the motion feel tied to the drums. Put utility after the chain and automate the gain in rhythmic pulses, or use envelope follower to make the sub react to another track. You can map it to volume, filter cutoff, or saturation drive. One strong approach is manual amplitude gating. Draw little dips and lifts in 8th note or 16th note rhythms, and tighten those pulses toward the last bar. The goal is not hard chopping. It's a subtle push-pull. You want the riser to breathe like it's being tugged by the groove. If you want it even more reactive, sidechain it with envelope follower from the break or snare bus. Then the sub can duck and rise in sympathy with the rhythm. A tiny dip just before the downbeat, followed by a lift into it, can make the whole phrase feel physically pulled forward. That's the magic. At this point, listen in context. Don't judge it solo for too long. In jungle, movement often matters more than brightness. If the riser reads clearly at low volume, that's usually a sign the timing and tonal motion are doing their job. Once the movement feels right, resample or freeze and flatten the result to audio. This is where the workflow becomes more old school and way more flexible. Once it's audio, you can treat the rise like a break, consolidate the clip, warp it only if you need to, and keep the warping minimal if possible. Then try reversing the last half bar for a sucked in pre-drop moment, or cut a tiny gap right before the impact, or repeat the final stage of the pitch rise to make it feel more urgent. This kind of audio editing gives you that classic tape-style transition energy. And here's a really important arrangement tip. Always hear this thing with your break edits, snare rolls, and atmosphere. A practical structure might be something like this. The break loops first, then the sub sign starts low and subtle, then the groove pull gets stronger, then the snare roll enters, and finally the sub rises into the drop while the other elements thin out. For a darker modern track, you can let the riser overlap the first hit of the drop and cut it sharply with that arrangement. For a more old school feel, stop the riser a fraction early and let the break and sub land together. That little timing choice changes the whole attitude. Keep the low end disciplined. Use utility to keep the sub centered, and avoid widening devices on the fundamental. If the riser starts disappearing, usually one of two things is happening. Either the fundamental is fighting the kick, or your saturation is putting too much energy into the wrong range. Watch the 60 to 120 Hz zone carefully. Also, don't let the riser steal the drop's job. The build should create desire, not already sound like the payoff. Save the real aggression for the impact. Now, a few advanced variations worth trying. You can create a negative groove pull by applying groove, and then manually nudging one or two retriggers slightly ahead of the pocket while the others sit behind it. That creates a tension wobble, like the sound is being tugged in two directions at once. You can also make the pitch behavior more interesting by using a two-stage rise. Let it climb slowly at first, hold or dip slightly in the middle, then push harder in the last section. That hesitation adds a very human, tape-like quality. Another great move is dual layer phase contrast. Duplicate the sign, detune the copy just a tiny bit. Keep one layer dry and mono, and let the second layer carry the groove movement. Blend it quietly. It gets wider and bigger without sounding like a preset. If you want more drama, sidechain the riser to the break bus, but exaggerate the effect only in the last bar. That makes the build feel like it's following the drums more and more as the drop gets closer. And for a classic fake out, mute the sub for a beat at the end and let a reversed slice or filtered drum hit imply the impact. Then slam the drop in after the gap. That old school silence before the hit move is devastating when it's done right. One more sound design note. A tiny pitch bend at the start of each retrigger, like a quick downward thunk before the main rise, can make the whole thing feel more analog and speaker moving. Very small amounts go a long way here. If you want to go even deeper, print a clean version and a dirty version. The clean one often works best before the drop, while the dirtier one can be great after the first impact or in a more aggressive build. Different sections of the tune can call for different levels of bite. So here's the workflow in one sentence. Build a mono sign. Give it a musical rise. Use groove pull to make it lean with the break. Shape the motion with filter and saturation. Add rhythmic amplitude movement. Resample it, and edit it like a jungle transition. That's how you get a sub-sign riser that doesn't just go up. It pulls. For your practice, make three versions. One clean and subtle, one dirtier and more animated, and one resampled fake-out version, with a reverse slice and a small silence before the drop. Then test all three against an amen-style break, a tighter modern drum loop, and a Reese drop. The best one is the one that supports the phrase, not just the one that sounds coolest on its own. And that's the key lesson here. In DNB, especially jungle and old-school influenced stuff, the strongest transitions don't just rise in pitch. They lock into the groove, breathe with the drums, and pull the whole room toward the drop. That's the vibe. Let's build it and make it hit.